the whole way that we use sound to create a world and to create the way we experience the world is really a key to what we're doing. Because you could take the combination of words we use and you could rearrange them and they would mean something entirely different. So we're not even using any words that aren't commonly known. These are words everyone knows and recognizes and has some relationship with already. And so it's just the way that words are arranged and the clarity that they communicate that is transmitted. So just as that has been done in written texts and audio presentations and video, it can also be done in music. And so you know that we have certain things as human beings that we can relate to. And the sense of sound is a really a primary one. Just like words are manufactured into certain kinds of sound, so other kinds of sound are too, like music. They're manufactured or composed into different kinds of sounds that are acceptable to people. And just by looking at the way human beings as a system operate, it's really easy to see what people like. In music, until just recently, and since its inception, The Girl from Ipanema was the most listened to music in the world. The Girl from Ipanema with the lyrics. And so you see, in any category of media, we can look at what people really like. And then by building on that, we can find a new way to give people the same thing that they're looking for in that other media, but to present it in a new way that supports clarity. And so all of our texts are oriented in that direction. It's based on what people already like, but adapting it in a way that enhances clarity rather than points of view. And so what it does is, you could say, it creates a viral or infectious rhythm throughout all of humanity. So it's really important to create books and music that people will go to again and again for that kind of comfort. Because we know this is what people like. People have already said what they like. We've voted. We've said what we like. Now, not everyone in the world might want to listen to The Girl from Ipanema, for example. However, it has a pervasive quality, an infectious quality that interests many people to the degree that it's the most played thing on music. And then also in general, well, now it's second. But, you know, by looking at some of these things that have had long-term viral appeal for humanity, it's just so easy to model something better without rejecting everything that's gone before. And so you see, this is the power of clarity. It's a balanced view. It gets away from the whole idea of concepts like originality or who is the author and all that kind of stuff, and trying to create notice of oneself, and it just really is clear about what works. Now, sound actually penetrates everything. And if you just listen very carefully, you can hear the essential sound that is at the root of all sound. Just in your own ears, you can hear that sound. And so you could say that everything is a musical composition. The same is true with images as with sound. So you could say that sound and image are two basic units of information. communicating information, and with images, total clarity of the image is the basis of all images. So no matter what we look at, it is pervaded by total clarity. And our description of color that seem to give things shape and definition and some kind of independent nature, all of that we've invented through language. The language we use rules all our perceptions. And so this very simple way of describing everything, that all sound is pervaded by an essential sound, and all images are pervaded by complete clarity, total illuminated clarity. That's just the way things actually are. And so you see the fundamentals are very easy. Now in video and film, every single one of those images is totally clear, no matter what it contains. However, the way film is used and the way sound is used too, it highlights the points of view, you could say. It highlights our whole way of language that describes the world. It doesn't really highlight the essential nature. Any films or music that try to highlight the essential nature, the basic state, it presents that as an extreme. Well, here's one image that's clear, and here's another image that has stuff in it. But clarity is assimilated at the superposition of the two, not in trying to describe them as extremes. It's just like now, more and more in your own experience, the emphasis is clarity rather than everything you're seeing. It's always this way. It's just that it's finally recognized. And within that, there isn't any destination or arrival point, you know, where would it be, or state, you know, like what image would it be in, what sound would it be in, you know, that's all just more mental concoctions. Just like the sky and the color blue are indivisible, all images are indivisible, and all sounds too. And so you could definitely say that the recognition of this, the comprehension of this, has an extremely soothing quality. It has an infectious quality because it really communicates the way things actually are.